Hello, and welcome to day, I don't know, however many of lockdown. Hi, it's me. Remember me? I used to host this podcast called What She Said, the one that you're listening to, and then I decided I wasn't going to carry on recording it, and then I decided I was. I've missed you. I don't know where to start, really. I thought I'd record this sort of little mini update of everything, where I'm at, where the podcast is at, what's going to happen for the future while in lockdown, because for the first time in 3 years, I've got full-time childcare, namely my husband, who is on furlough at the moment from his job. If you're listening to this in the future, it's in the UK, we've currently been on lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic for about less than a week. I think it's a week today, isn't it? Yeah. Or maybe it's a week tomorrow, who knows? Anyway, we're all just trying to figure out our new normal and yeah, what that looks like. So that's what's happening in the world, what's happening with me, what's happened since the last series of What She Said, and now is that I had another baby. Edie was born in October. So yeah, that happened. That was a pretty mad little portion of my life, having another baby. What else has happened? Not much, really. I mean, we're just bumbling about doing the usual things, but in lockdown. What's happened to What She Said? So I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. And the reason is because I started What She Said when I was pregnant with Anais. So over 3 years ago. I suppose I came up with the idea about 4 years ago and started and released the podcast when she was born. And at that time, I was very successfully earning a self-employed income, freelance writing, freelance journalism. Actually, I was working in-house for a newspaper, but I'd been in blogging for a long time. I was making money that way. And I was really just interested in blogging and women in blogging and offering my perspective on it and doing things a different way as well. I didn't believe in all the rules. I was really frustrated with the fact that I'd been told for years and years and years, you have to have this, you have to do that, you mustn't have that, you must have a Facebook page, blah, 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 you know, all this stuff that I found not to be true. And I guess I was probably one of the first in my small echo chamber to release a podcast where I was interviewing women in the UK predominantly about blogging. Blogging and business. Since then, there's loads, there's absolutely loads of brilliant podcasts all offering their kind of take on things. And while I was still recording the same style of episodes and really enjoying it, I became really, really disillusioned with blogging. I really wasn't interested in talking to women about blogging and business and adding noise into the mix. And that's what I really felt that I was doing, just adding a bit of noise. And you could probably sense throughout the series, especially the last series, that I was a bit like, I don't want to be talking about this anymore. I really don't. And so I started slightly skewing what I talked about, but trying to keep a loose connection to, like a tenuous connection to blogging somehow. And it just didn't necessarily work. And my readership plateaued. I started off very, very strong, but my listenership started to plateau. I wasn't interested anymore. Podcasting, for those of you who have got a podcast or have thought about starting a podcast, it's a lot of work. So you really have to be in it. You have to really want to do it. It costs money. It takes time, which obviously is money. And, you know, I didn't have that time and money and energy to give to a project that wasn't serving me anymore. So I decided to stop it. And I have to say, it's the best decision I ever made. I've really missed podcasting. I love the medium of podcasting. I love it so much. Yeah, I love it. And, you know, I find myself with this extra childcare and extra time to create. And I love speaking to women about things that I'm passionate about, that things that they're passionate about. And so when I started my Patreon, I decided to release a podcast that was exclusively for patrons. For those of you who don't know what Patreon is, it's kind of a subscription platform. It's a way to support content creators. There's various different tiers, and on mine, for example, it starts at $2, I think, which I think is about £1, £1.20, something like that, and then goes up to $10 a month, and you get various benefits. And I wanted to offer something additional for my patrons. And so I decided that it would be called Low Impact Lucy, and I'd be talking about the things that I'm passionate about, which is sustainability, but specifically intersectional sustainability. So not just, hey, put your brown rice in a Kilner jar, or buy loads of reusable wipes, and here's a tutorial for, I don't know, reusable sanitary towels using your boyfriend's jumper. I'm being facetious, but you know what I mean. I wanted to talk to people about activism and about engaging your MPs, and about eco-fascism and climate apartheid and the problematic areas of veganism and fashion, and you know. And so I started doing that. And also, you know, mental health and sustainability. You can probably tell from my voice that this is something I feel much more interested and passionate about than blogging. Anyway, so I did that, and I did 4 episodes, and then I had Edie, and I didn't know what it was going to be like with another baby. I didn't know if I'd be able to record any more episodes. As it goes, she's a much different baby to Anais, which is the most obvious statement ever, but she's very different. So I absolutely have not been able to do anything since having her, because she's not the sort of baby, or certainly hasn't been up until now, who I can't just put her down. She doesn't nap during the day at home. So in contrast, Anais, you could just put her down and she would just play happily for hours. I had it so easy. So easy. I want to go back to past Lucy, slap myself in the face, tell myself not to be so smug, and also just give myself another slap. You know, Edie's easier in different ways, but just to balance things out, and I do very much love her, but I haven't been able to do anything whilst on mat leave so far. But then coronavirus happened, and the silver lining is that Ollie is furloughed and at home all the time, which means that I have these little pockets of time to sit and record episodes and speak to people on the phone. And so my plan now is to, what she said will be exactly the same style as before, by which I mean I will be talking to a different woman each week, someone interesting, someone that I find interesting, that I hope you'll find interesting, about life. And it won't be specific to blogging or sustainability, but what it will be specific to is intersectionality, things that I'm passionate about, things that I think are important, and things that I want to tell other people about. So there will definitely be an educational aspect to it. It will be funded through my Patreon. So patrons will get exclusive early access, and that will continue forever. But any extras, I've got plans for the future to have extras, maybe kind of Easter eggs from the guests. We'll see how that pans out, because I don't want to promise anything that I can't deliver. If you want to help me support the podcast, I would really appreciate you either dropping me a donation on Ko-fi, that's Ko-fi, the links will all be in the show notes, or if you want to support me on my Patreon, that would be amazing too. It's just patreon.com/LucyLucraft. But there's obviously no obligation to do so. I think probably one of the things that I'll do is for new patrons, I will kind of shout them out on the podcast as well. Anyway, let's move all that sort of stuff aside, and tell you the plan. So when I get a chance to edit the four podcasts that have already been recorded, I will. It shouldn't take me too long. And I think I'll release everything kind of in a chunk as opposed to weekly, because that's just going to be more manageable for me. There'll probably be a little break and then I'll start recording again. I'll see what the appetite is like for it. I'll see if anyone's interested, because also finding guests can be quite hard. I'm very specific about who I talk to, of course. That sounds a bit more elitist than I wanted it to. I just mean I have a few kind of internal rules that I follow, and I want to make sure that I'm adding value, not just creating content for the sake of creating content. So that's kind of where we're at. Please let me know what you think. I love to hear from you. I always found that what she said listenership community so supportive and wonderful, and I've loved getting to know all of you over years and years and years of releasing these podcasts. And please touch base with me on Instagram, .com/LucyLucraft, or you can find me on Patreon. I actually am not on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook or Twitter anymore. I might go back to Twitter, I don't know. I just needed a break from everything while on mat leave, and it did me a world of good. obviously, you can also email me, hello@lucylucraft.co.uk. And the other thing is that I think probably I'm going to be changing the music, because I think my copyright means that I've run its course in terms of plays. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to engage somebody who knows what they're doing to tell me that. Let me wrap this up. Please subscribe. Rate and review the podcast, because it makes a real difference. It means that other people have this podcast suggested to them, and grows the listenership, which means that I'm way more likely to be able to afford to do it. Yeah, that's it. It's nice to be back.